Newsom calls Palisades fire victims opportunistic plaintiffs. By Joel B. Polak on October 28, 2025. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., said, through a spokesperson, that the state was not responsible for monitoring the burn scar of a January 1 fire. The Lockman fire, that later erupted into the Palisades fire on January 7. The state didn't start this fire, Newsom's spokesperson said. Adding that local residents who are suing the California Department of Parks and Recreation and the state of California are opportunistic plaintiffs. The spokesperson blamed alleged arsonist Jonathan Rinderknecht, 29, for starting the fire, echoing Newsom's remarks that Rinderknecht's arrest earlier this month by federal authorities would bring closure. Many residents felt that the arson arrest simply raised more questions about the potential negligence of state and local government agencies. A complaint filed by dozens of residents in January claims to have smoking gun evidence in the form of a video shot by a local hiker who noted wisps of smoke in the burn scar on the morning of January 7, before high winds arrived and reignited the Lockman fire into the Palisades fire. Newsom's spokesperson claimed that the state was not responsible for monitoring the burn scar after the January 1 fire appeared to have been extinguished. But local attorney Alexander Robertson told Fox News that state authorities just didn't do their job of monitoring and responding to the fire. He threw the firefighters under the bus. He took no responsibility, Robertson said in a Fox News interview. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.